What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Our sponsor, WeAudition.com, is really this extraordinary full-service platform for actors. You can put yourself on tape, you can get an acting coach, you can even just get somebody to read with you. It's also really cheap. You sign up for like $10 a month. However, anybody who listens to our podcast gets a 25% discount by plugging in the code ACTINGCLASS.
Welcome to I Don't Need an Acting Class with Milton Justice.
I have a couple of things that I want to chat about. It's all of these things that kind of occur to us incidentally. And the important thing about these things that occur to us incidentally is that if they come up, we need to honor them. If they come up, you can't compartmentalize the creative process. You really have to let what hits you hit you. So, okay, Kareem and I were working on this character that I will never let him do because I'm afraid if he ever does it, then it'll be done. And now what, you know, but there's more. Okay, so he was talking about a character trait that Ted Quinn is competitive. But what Kareem realized when he said that is he's competitive in a different way than, say, the famous tennis player John McEnroe was. Now, the important thing about that realization, because it's one thing for me to say to you, so look at what is the nature of competitive, and you could get some really solid actions, what is the nature of competitive? But you always have to go more, and this has come up before. Greg was talking about the behavior of a character. And I said, what does that tell you about his character? And this is just something that you need to begin to let kind of wash over you, let happen. So then, of course, it led us to say, why is it different? What does it tell you that there's a difference between the competitive that is Ted Quinn, and the competitive that is John McEnroe? And so it begs you to look further. And so then what you figure out is, now I'm going to use this word, and maybe it's a good word to use, maybe it isn't. It leads you to the spine of the character. Some people call it the core of the character. Stella called it the self of the character. She would say, you have to figure out what is the self of this character. So all of this overlaps a lot. It all overlaps. And it's the reason I often think it doesn't matter exactly where you start, like the first time you have a thought, then you've begun working. But the thoughts, as it kind of hovers over you, lead you to other thoughts, as long as you will sit with them and think, what does that mean? You have to always allow yourself to take the time to just let it, absorb it. It's just let it kind of settle. Say to yourself, I'm not sure what competitive means. Or say to yourself, well, there are a lot of kinds of competitive. But you have to allow yourself to go there so you can begin to explore it. And then it leads you to another question, which is what it did for Kareem. He came up with the idea that there's a difference between Ted Quinn's competitive and John McEnroe, the famous tennis player, his competitor. I say that just in case any of you don't know who John McEnroe is. I know, you see, it's like this is what happens. John McEnroe was one of the most famous tennis players that ever lived. His competition with Jimmy Connors, who was also one of the most famous tennis players that ever lived, was absolutely unbelievable. Watching the two of them in the finals of a tennis tournament was what you imagine World War II looked like. I mean, there was nothing more exciting than that. Anyway.
So just to make it clear, how are these guys differently competitive than Ted Quinn?
Well, Jim, I mean, think of a sports figure.
They break rackets and they don't get what they want?
Yeah. I mean, the need to win is so intense that it's that kind of competitive. As opposed to, say, Ted Quinn. Ted Quinn's kind of competitive is that of a businessman. He understands that is part of the self of his character and that everything is handled in a very calm, direct, but firm way.
Yeah, he's in control.
He's in control.
Of his emotions.
Yeah. Probably doesn't show any. I mean, I don't know corporation presidents that have a lot of emotions. So, yeah. So, I mean, in other words, you let that kind of resonate. You let that kind of seep in. Hi, it's Milton. I'm thrilled to announce that the book, I Don't Need an Acting Class, loosely based on our podcast, will be coming out in November, and you can pre-order it now. Hope you enjoy it. You know how I buy acting books. So I didn't buy this book. I got it from the library. And I opened it up, and the only thing in this book, which is the most academic book I've ever read, ever, it's called Theorizing Film Acting. And not only is it that, it's small print. There are no pictures. They're like 306 pages. And so the only thing that I got out of it was the word absorb. And I thought that was a good word. I like that word. I said, that's worth me lugging this book home from the library. But I thought that was good. It's you have discoveries about a play. You absorb what they are. And they make you think. You know, you kind of think about it, and what does that mean? And one day Caleb will not leap to answer the question because he's too busy absorbing it. And I'll ask him a question. He'll say, oh, I'm sorry, I'm absorbing right now. I can't answer the question. I mean, listen, some things will be easier than others. Some things it will take you a while to figure out. You know, stop with the answering of the question. It's like you can sit back and you can say to yourself, what must sex be like for a really sweet guy who's never had sex with a man before? You know, and think about it. What would that be like for him? And you can go to certain places. If somebody grabbed him, he'd panic. And then, you know, maybe you have to take time off and say, well, what more do I know about this character? What is it, you know, what is that? And just let it all kind of settle in. What Faulkner calls gestate, the gestation period. What Kareem calls simmer. Let it simmer. But I mean, if you'll do that, you have a much better chance of finding something that you go, oh, yes, oh, my God, I love that. That's it. And also, look, don't back away from visual image work. Stanislavski would say, see things in I think he called them film clips. I wish I could find that. There was a thing when I was growing up, because we didn't actually have, we had one 16 millimeter projector in the movie room, but they had to order a 16 millimeter film and they took a long time to get there. And so, but what we did have were these film clip things. And so there was this little projector. And so you'd put through one film at a time. And so it was like a film image. And I think that's what Stanislavski was talking about. But the idea of, if I were looking at this image in a movie, what would I see? Not the dialogue, not the plot, but just what would I see? Because it is a way that we visualize things. And because the visual work is so important, I think it's fair for us to say, oh, yes, I see this image. I see this image of this hand, his hand next to his pants, and it's like a close-up of his hand, and the guy's sitting next to him, and his hand is there. And then I just see the one guy's hand kind of brushes Joe Pitt's hand. And it doesn't, he gets stiff, but he doesn't move it. Well, do you know what I mean? And you say to yourself, God, I want that in the movie. That image is so good. That image is so clear.
I Don't Need an Acting Class is created and hosted by Milton Justice. Senior producer is me, Walker Vreeland. And director of online media is Evan Sollers. Music provided by Jeffrey Keyser Trio, May This Be Love, from their album On My Way to You. If you have a question for Milton, please feel free to send your email to questionsformilton@gmail.com. That's questionsformilton@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you back here next week.